The following program is sponsored by Senior Class Media. Welcome to Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. You've graduated from the workforce and made it to retirement.
So go to the head of the class.
Senior Class Radio is your source for senior citizen-related topics, information, and entertainment. Now, it's time for Senior Class on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Good Sunday morning to you. My name's Russell Mills, and this is Senior Class, where we discuss all aspects of life and living in your golden years, or living with folks in their golden years. Your host for Senior Class is the chairman of the board for Sunshine Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. It's going to be a great show. I want to tell everyone Merry Christmas. I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, Merry Christmas. Thanks so much for waking up with us today and being on the show.
Merry Christmas, Rusty. It's a pleasure to be on with you this morning.
It's going to be so much fun. We have a special guest coming in the studio here in just a bit. It's Sterling Thomas from the Push, Push, Pray Foundation. And he and I have some great stories, and we go way back. And he's promoting an upcoming event here before Christmas to highlight his nonprofit. But first, Joe, I want to talk a little bit about the Christmas season. It's kind of funny that we enjoy the Christmas season very much at our house. Our tradition is to put up the Christmas decorations the day after Thanksgiving. So my Christmas starts really pretty early. So that being said, with the Christmas tradition, it starts early. So Monday after Thanksgiving, Joe, I was telling people Merry Christmas, and they were like, it's not even December yet. When do you guys and your family really start putting up the Christmas trees, the ornaments, and celebrating the holidays?
Rusty, we love Christmas around our house. In fact, my daughter, as she was growing up, would begin to start playing Christmas hymns in September. So we start saying Merry Christmas very early, right after Happy Thanksgiving.
I will tell you this, that I had the opportunity to play for a lot of times the Christmas carols and hymns for my mom. She loves the Christmas season, so I know that she has Christmas music going on, just like I do, pretty much nonstop from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas. So it's always a lot of fun for us, and we get the opportunity to be with family. It's hard after your children are grown, and they're adults, and they're building their own family, but we have the tradition of every other year, everyone gets into town and spends time at my parents' house, so that's Grandma and Grandpa's house, and Great-Grandma and Great-Grandpa. Do you do anything like that? Joe, do you have a chance and an opportunity to get together with family?
Well, our kids are grown, 33 and 31, so it's kind of a little bit hit and miss about when we get to be with them. Sometimes they're with the other parents, but we had a tradition for several years of going to San Antonio for a few days right before Christmas, and we'd stay at a hotel down on the Riverwalk.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And we'd walk around the Riverwalk. We're big San Antonio Spurs fans. We love the Thunder, too.
Yes.
So we'd go to a couple of basketball games, and we'd shop at the mall, and we had a great time. We did that for several years in a row.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. It's nice to be able to build those Christmas traditions, and I think that's what the holiday season's about.
To get all our family together is extremely special, and we've had family come up from Dallas. Mm-hmm. Right now, our kids live in Broken Arrow in Owosso. That's not too far for them to come, so we get together with them some years, depending on what their plans are. But it is a wonderful time to get with our family and catch up with everybody, and everybody's in a great mood, great spirit. We love Christmas.
I do, too. It is my favorite time of the year. I know that a lot of people think July 4th, because I'm a patriot, is my favorite season, but really it's the holiday season. I like to be able to reach out and surprise people and to be able to give things that they aren't quite expecting and help change people's lives, and I have that extra bit of Christmas spirit and energy during the holiday season, so it's really special for me.
That's a lot of fun, you know, just thinking about what people would want. Mm-hmm. And as you say, shopping at the malls and surprising people. And, you know, more and more online I'm doing, but I still love to get out to the mall and look around at all the shops. And
I like to people watch.
To look through the paper and look at all the things that are Christmas items that are on sale and whatnot.
Exactly. So, but Joe, the Christmas season isn't always a chipper time for a lot of individuals that have lost a family member or a loved one recently due to death. Now, you do something each and every year we're going to promote before break that is extra special for those people that may be mourning during this time of the year or have the opportunity, golly, it's just so hard when you have somebody that you love and you care about and they're not there. So what do you do each and every year? You do a celebration of life. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, people are used to those holiday traditions where the family's all gathered around the table, around the tree, and so forth. And if somebody is missing at that celebration on a particular year, it's a particularly difficult time for people.
It really is.
And so we have a holiday remembrance program every year. And today it's going to be from 2 to 4 p.m. at our South Lawn, Moore South Lawn location. We're going to have music. We're going to have a presentation. We're going to have a food for people. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be an uplifting time for people.
It really will. And you've been doing this for a number of years. And I've had the opportunity to get feedback from some of the attendees, some of the families that that reached out, that really, you know, went above and beyond, I mean, outside of their comfort zone and attended one of these events. And it was so heartwarming for them because they realized that they weren't the only one that had lost a loved one and is suffering and going through tough times during the holidays. So it's a beautiful event, and it's actually this afternoon, and you have a great RSVP, and you're going to have wonderful attendance.
I think we are going to have good attendance today, and the weather's cooperated, as mm-hmm. it turned out.
Yes.
I think that people will enjoy the program. I think it'll be an uplifting message and a good time. People can I think, get some healing from it as well.
They really can. And what I like most about this is that you reach out to our general community. It's not just those families that you served through Moore Funeral Homes that are invited to this event. Everyone's invited. You know, if you've lost a loved one during the holidays, you know, you want to offer comfort to each and every person in our listening area.
That's right. And we welcome anybody who'd like to come by this afternoon.
Okay, so what are the times and what's the location? I know you have a lot of RSVPs already, but for some of those last-minute listeners that, you know, that really want to be able to reach out and talk to others that are going through a tough time, when are the times?
2 to 4 p.m. today at Moore South Lawn, 9350 East 51st Street. That's just east of Memorial Park Cemetery on 51st Street.
All right, and it's a little too late to RSVP, but if you feel it in your heart to attend, go down to the South Lawn Chapel. It's at 51st Street. That's between Memorial and Mingo on the south side of the road. You won't be able to miss it. There'll be 100 cars in the parking lot.
It'll be a good turnout, I think, today.
It'll be a great turnout. I want to welcome live to the studios. We have Sterling Thomas with the Push, Push, Pray Foundation. And I want to thank you for waking up with us early today. And when we come back from break, we're going to go in a little bit more detail about our background and our history. But first, welcome to the studio, Sterling.
Hey, how's it going?
It is going good. I'm glad that you made it here. It's awful early for a millennial to be up and out this morning, but we appreciate it, Sterling.
Burn.
It is a burn. It is a burn. So, hey, I've got to, before we go to break, take just a moment to explain to our listeners a little bit about the Push, Push, Pray Foundation.
Well, the Push, Push, Pray Foundation's goal is to help people in the spinal cord injury community progress in life, whether that's whether that's getting equipment or providing education and therapy for the ones who can't find the resources themselves, that's what we're here to do.
Now, Sterling, you serve individuals that have had injuries throughout the United States. Have you been able to serve anybody internationally yet?
We've sort of served a few people in Texas and in Kansas. Uh-huh. That's about the furthest away.
About the furthest away. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to an early break. So when we come back, we have the opportunity to hear about you and your passion for Push, Push, Pray, why you took the step to start the foundation, and our deep, rich history. Russell?
Yep, and let's remind folks that if you've got a question or a comment for us, well, we've got several ways you can get a hold of us today. You can text us at 95920, or maybe you're feeling a little brave today, feel like being on the radio. Well, we can do that too. The phone number is 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. We'll be back with more of Senior Class right after this quick timeout. Welcome back. back to Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center, and your forecast from our buddies at Fox 23. I'll tell you one thing, it's going to be a lot warmer this week. Yay. If you've got any questions, you can give us a text at 95920, or you can give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Your host, the chairman of the board, Mr. Rusty McMurray. Sir?
Good morning, senior class. Thanks for tuning in today. Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho. I hope everybody's enjoying the holiday season this time around. It seems to come each and every year right about this time, so I hope everyone's enjoying it. I have noticed that each and every year Christmas comes around about December 25th.
About that time. Yeah.
So I am ready, but first, we have a great show in store, as always. I want to welcome my co-host live to the studio, Dr. Joe Moore for Moore Funeral Homes Doe. Joe, thanks so much for waking up with us today and being on the show.
It's a pleasure, Rusty, and Merry Christmas.
And I'm excited to welcome to the studio a special guest. We have Sterling Thomas from the Push Push Pray Foundation to talk a little bit about his background, what he does, and why he started the foundation and an upcoming event. Sterling, thank you so much for waking up with us and being on today's show.
Thanks for allowing me to be here.
All right, so I got my hat out this morning and dusted off the dust. It's my Union Redskin hat. I'll tell you, Sterling, my son graduated from Union, and you did as well. We have a little bit of a history going back to about kindergarten or first grade. Can you share with our listeners the story of our long history?
Definitely. I remember first grade of school, meeting your son Forrest mm-hmm. in class. We had the same teacher. And a few days later, I actually saw him in the neighborhood. I didn't yep. realize we lived in the same neighborhood. And after that, we took off, became good friends, and spent every day together, going to each other's house. Then the next year, we were on the same baseball team, mm-hmm. and the rest is history.
It really is, and we got an opportunity to, your dad and I, to coach basketball when you guys were in grade school, and to see each of you grow up. And one of the things that your dad and I both worked hard on is to give you the resolve to work hard to become great athletes. So I'm proud to say, and the reason I wore my hat today, is that you and my son were on the four-peat state championship team at Union. So that means when you guys got to play varsity football from 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, you all won the state championship each and every one of those years. And when I told my son that you were going to be on the show, he's like, you realized they haven't won a state championship since Sterling and I have left that school. It was a lot of fun, and you put a lot of hard work and effort in to play and win those state championships. Sterling?
Yeah, definitely. I actually think they won in 2016.
Oh, they did. So, that yeah. is true. That yeah. is true.
So they did get one.
They did get one. So let's talk a little bit about that. You were, my son suffered through injuries in high school, which many tight ends do because they consider them linemen. And if you've ever seen me, he was about 195, buck 95, maybe 200 pounds. But you, on the other hand, you really got the opportunity to shine, and you got a college scholarship.
Yeah, so my junior year, I was actually injured, and I came back my senior year and was mm-hmm. able to play the whole season. And because of that, I was able to perform on the field and get the attention of college coaches.
So where did you end up playing college football?
I started playing college football at Lindenwood University in 2012 for my freshman year.
Yeah, and I know your parents were so proud to get an opportunity to see you play football and for you to get that college education. But talk to us about how that dream was cut short.
My freshman year, I was in my, I think about the sixth game, about middle of the season, and I was going in for a tackle, you know, that I've done my whole life almost. Mm-hmm. And that was my last tackle because I ended up hitting wrong. I was actually getting blocked into the tackle, so I was mm-hmm. kind of knocked off guard, and my head dropped and hit the other player wrong. And that severed my spinal cord, and I suffered a spinal cord injury.
So, Dr. Moore, he had a C6, is that right?
Yeah, C5, C6.
He had a C5, C6 spinal cord injury. So, for our listeners out there and for me, can you kind of explain the severity of that injury?
Well, that's at a level where there's pretty much loss of use of the lower extremities. Mm-hmm. However, there is still some preservation of use of the upper extremities
right.
at a C6 level.
Now, Sterling, when you became unconscious and you woke up in the hospital, that had to be a strange feeling hearing about what had happened.
Yeah, so the first couple of weeks, I really didn't know what happened to me. In high school, I felt a stinger. It's kind of where your side of your body goes into shock, and it's a little tingly for a couple of days, and that's kind of what I felt like I had. And after a few days and a couple of weeks went by, I went to Atlanta for rehab, and I was like, why am I going here? No one really explained to me what had happened, and once I got to the hospital in Atlanta, I kind of set in, and it was just devastating for me.
I can see how it would be, but you fought long and you fought hard to make some great strides to be where you're at now. I mean, you drove your own truck here to be to the studio today by yourself, got in and out. You're living, I don't want to say a normal life, but you have come a long way.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've had the education to be able to do things on my own and learn how to kind of live life again. And so that's kind of why I started the foundation, because I wanted to get those people who didn't have that access to get the access they need to where we can kind of just change how people see quadriplegics or paraplegics and let them know that
they can be a part of society.
Exactly. Yeah, we're not really relying on anyone.
Well, because you were playing football and it was a high profile injury, you were able to receive some equipment and some help that some people just aren't and don't have the opportunity to receive. And that's the purpose for Push, Push, Pray.
Yeah, not everyone has that kind of access. I was very blessed. I had my both football teams, high school and college, and just the community come together and really help me out.
And that is what you want to extend, again, because of the blessings you receive, to other individuals. So let's talk about the name, Push, Push, Pray. I mean, it's great. It's catchy. I like it. But there's got to be a story behind it.
Yeah. So I was with a friend one day, and I was trying to come up with something that I can put on a T-shirt to sell and help me raise money for some equipment. And I wanted something that could be universal. You know, anyone can use it, whether they're in a wheelchair or they're not. And I just saw the things that I do every day. And that's I push myself mentally, I push my wheelchair, and I pray. So that's how I came up with Push, Push, Pray.
And it's been a lifesaver for a lot of individuals, but it takes money. All nonprofits take money because you have to have donations so you're able to buy the equipment and give it to the people in need, and that's why you're here today. You've partnered with another Union graduate to do an upcoming event this holiday season. It's not really for our senior class listeners. It's more for our millennials.
Yeah, so I'm partnering with Jacob Bradshaw. He's been a DJ for as long as I've known him, and I'm very excited about it. He started his studio called Do It Big Studios, and so he's going to be helping me out with a party called For the Mill, and it's short for the millennials.
Short for the millennials.
Yeah.
So it'll be a lot of fun, and what you want to do is you want to offer inspiration and hope to each and every generation, but this is one that you really have a common bond with. So you want to tell me a little bit why you picked the millennials as this group for this fundraiser.
When I started the foundation, I've had a lot of friends and peers come to me and ask how they could help. And I didn't want them just to feel like they were giving the money to me. I kind of want them to get something back from it.
Right.
So I thought maybe I could have a Christmas party and they could have come have a good time and know that they're helping a good cause.
So it is going to be during the Christmas season. I know a lot of the college-age kids, they get some time off during the break. When is this upcoming event?
It'll be December 21st. That's going to be on a Friday.
December 21st. So we're going to talk about the event, and I think Jacob Bradshaw is actually calling in after our next break. So where is the event going to be, and how can people participate?
It'll be at Noah's Event Venue in Tulsa. They can go get tickets now at For the Mill on Instagram and on Facebook.
Okay.
It'll be facebook.com/ForTheMill.
For the Mill, FORTHEMIL.
MILE.
MILE for, okay, there you go. There you go. So I think we're going to go ahead and go to break. If you have any questions for Sterling, or if you have questions for Dr. Moore, what do folks need to do, Russell?
Well, we got a couple ways that you can get a hold of us. You can text us at 95920, or if you like, you can give us a call. The number is 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Now, Sterling, for those folks that are listening today, our senior class members that aren't technologically savvy, do you have just a regular phone number that you can give out throughout the show that they may be able to reach you and get more information if they wanted to buy tickets for their grandkids or their kids that are coming in town for the holidays?
Yeah, definitely. 918-250-3709.
Grab that pen and paper. We'll give that number out a little bit later in the show. Russell?
Yep, we're going to take it to the news and weather with our friends at Fox 23. We'll be right back with more of Senior Class after this quick timeout. To Senior Class. Hope you're having a great Sunday morning. It is a little bit chilly out there, so bundle up if you're headed out to church or going to go out and do a little shopping today. Remember, if you got any questions for us today, you can give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764, or you can text us at 95920. Your host for Senior Class, Chairman of the Board of Sunshine Care Partners, Mr. Rusty McMurray. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. As always, we've got a great show in store for you. But first, I want to welcome live to the studios my co-host, Dr. Joe Moore for Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us today. Because you're in the studios, that means it's not the Sunday you take off to drive the church bus.
That's right. They've got somebody else to drive to church today, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, we appreciate it. And we have a great guest live here in the studios promoting his nonprofit foundation, Push, Push, Pray. I want to welcome live to the studios, Sterling Thomas. Sterling, thanks for taking time and waking up with us today.
Good morning.
All right. So we got the chance to pick up and tell the story around the Push, Push, Pray Foundation. And you are doing an upcoming event for the millennials. It's actually a Christmas party, and it's a fundraiser for Push, Push, Pray. And you're doing it in conjunction with Jacob Bradshaw. And we have Jacob live via telephone to talk to us a little bit about the party. Jacob, can you hear us okay?
I can. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Sterling is here as well. Say hey to Sterling.
Hey, Sterling, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
All right, dude. So tell me a little bit about this party that you two have planned to put together to help Push, Push, Pray to get all of our Senior Class listeners excited about buying tickets for their college kids that are coming back and the individuals that are in that millennial age group. Jacob, tell us a little bit about the party.
Absolutely. So this party is, you know, we're just here to have a great time, get people together. Whether they're aware of Sterling's condition or not. A lot of people that are going to be coming are going to be in support of it. So we want to create awareness of his current condition, and we want people to understand that, you know, this is a time, this is Christmas. This is a time for people to really come together, love on each other, and just really let go and have a great time. So we want people to really see that.
Sterling?
Yeah, so like Jake said, we want people to come together, have a good time, and spread awareness. We want people to see just what people in wheelchairs, you know, could do, whether it's on the dance floor or in life.
That is true. That is true. It ought to be a great concert. So when, again, is the date and the venue? Guys, share that with us.
Absolutely. So December 21st. Okay. What time are we starting, Sterling?
We'll start at 7:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m.
Yes, sir, and we're selling tickets as we speak. You can buy them beforehand, or you can buy them, I believe, at the door. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, it ought to be a wonderful event. So you two both went to Union as well. You're both Union grads. Tell us a little bit about the connection between the two of you. Jacob?
We're Union lifers. So I've known Sterling for years throughout high school, and we became good buds more after high school, but during high school as well. But we had a great time going through Union, and I still go back there and having memories flood through my head.
And that's what we want to try to let be known about you two. A lot of the times millennials get a bad rap with regards to being snowflakes or not contributing, but and Sterling are completely different than that. And that's what we want to really highlight because you take an active role in your community. Jacob, you have your own business. Sterling has his own nonprofit, and you have a heart for others. And that's what I want to really get out for all of our Senior Class listeners today that want to be able to help support the foundation, maybe not attend, but maybe buy tickets for their kids or grandkids. So what is a phone number, Sterling, that people can call that aren't technologically savvy to find out how they can participate to help you?
Yeah, definitely. 918-250 3709. It's a good number.
That's 918-250-3709. For more information about the Push Push Pray Foundation or how you can get tickets to the For the Mill party coming up. So, Jacob, tell us a little bit about your Do It Big philosophy and the businesses that you run and a little bit about how you serve our local community. Jacob?
Absolutely. So Do It Big Studios is my entertainment company here in Tulsa, the greater Tulsa area. And we focus on, obviously it's a business, you have to make money, but it's a business where we're pouring into people, we're creating moments, we're creating memories, we're making those memories last. And that's just a passion of mine, you know, and it's it might be something that we do for a long time. It might be something that we, you know, may not do for forever. But right now, it's something that's really making an impact in our community. We're doing events with local schools, with union, with churches.
You do weddings?
We're doing weddings every weekend.
And see, that's what's really nice, Jacob. We knew each other. You actually spun and were the DJ at my daughter's wedding. I'll tell you what, it was a party. And it was a lot of fun. And you make memories. And that's what this event will be on December 22nd. So what type of music are you going to create and put together?
Oh, man, we're going to have some performers there.
Oh, tell us about some of the folks.
Yeah, Cadence, he's out of Oklahoma City. He's a rapper. And Sterling can shed light on a couple other performers. Who else will we have in Sterling?
We're having T-Mace and MC. That's one thing I failed to mention. The party is going to be for millennials, but it's also put on by millennials. So the host is a millennial. The music's going to be by millennials. The live performances, they're all millennials. And catering, it's definitely going to be by a millennial. So that's one thing I'm excited about, is just the millennials coming together to put this on.
And that's what I'm excited about as well, because not only are they coming together to help a good friend, to shed light on a cause, but they're coming together and that effort is going to help people all throughout the United States that you're able to help through your Push Push Pray Foundation. So I think I might have gotten the date wrong. Did you say it was December 21st
yes.
on a Friday?
Yes, the 21st.
The 21st on a Friday, and that's at the NOAA Event Center. Tell us a little bit about where that's located for the people that just want to show up and buy tickets at the door.
It's located about 51st and 129th, right behind the Girl Scout building. It's a very nice venue. It's very elegant, and I'm just excited to really be able to host there.
All right, so Jacob, before we go to break, I want to ask how excited you are as a professional musician to be able to spin and play music with some of the professionals that you have at this party.
Woo, man, I'm stoked, seriously. So this is an opportunity for local people to see local performers, and you have the opportunity to support these local artists, and that's pretty rare that we get. And in Tulsa, a lot of people do actually support our artists, musicians. So that's something I'm really stoked about. So, and honestly, just throwing down some beats on the table. So
it ought to be a lot of fun. Now, all we really need for this to be a phenomenal event is for just a few people to get on Facebook and start to say that they're interested and share it. And with the millennials, word travels really fast. So Sterling, before we go to break, tell the folks that are listening today what they can do to help spread the word online.
They can share the event on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/forthemill, that's FORTHEMILLE, and the event should pop up. You could share the event and just be interested in it. And there's also an Instagram account @forthemill, same spelling, and they can like that page and just continue to follow.
Yeah, start getting the buzz. All right, so Jake, have you put together any new music that you're going to debut for this upcoming party on December 21st? Or are you going to be playing your own?
In the making.
Oh, all right, so you are going to throw out some new stuff.
Every event, I'm always testing out, you know, crowds and how they react. I love doing that. And, you know, just getting people out there and getting them comfortable, that's what it's really about. So as a DJ, it's really exciting for me to do that.
It really is. Well, Jacob, God bless you for all the work you do and partnering with Sterling to make this a great event. Any last things before you let you go? Because I understand that you're playing the drums at church today.
I am. They're actually practicing right now. I just stepped aside.
Oh, well, we sure appreciate it. Now, you go to the Foundation Church here in Tulsa, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Let's put a good plug in for the church that you go to so you may get a few visitors today. Where's that located, and where can people come to see you play drums today at church?
It's at 41st and I-44, there's a Best Buy and a World Market right next to it. And, I mean, it's a great place to come and just learn about the Lord and Jesus Christ. And honestly, it's something I look forward to about every weekend.
All right, so what time does the service start? 9:30?
9 o'clock this morning and 10:45 as well. And we're also switching to 3 services next year.
That'll be great. That's Foundations Church. Hey, Jacob, thank you so much for what you do with Sterling, and look forward to seeing you and having some fun on December 21st at the NOAA Event Center.
All right, Rusty, Sterling, do it big. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
All right, we will. Hey, let's go to an early break, and then when we come back, we're going to learn a little bit more about what the Push, Push, Pray Foundation does throughout the United States. Russell?
Yep, you are listening to Senior Class. We're live and local here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. We'll be right back with more right after a quick timeout. Stay with us. To Senior Class here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Russell Mills. Coming up here in about 8.5 minutes, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. And I'll just give you a little preview. It's going to be warmer, a lot warmer than it's been the last couple of days. If you have any questions for us today, give us a shout. You can text us at 95920 or you can call us at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Your host for Senior Class is the chairman of the board, Mr. Rusty McMurray.
Good morning, Senior Class. Thanks for tuning in today. We are highlighting the Push, Push, Pray Foundation, head up by Sterling Thomas. But first, I want to welcome my co-host to the studio, Dr. Joe Moore from Moore Funeral Homes. Dr. Moore, thanks for waking up with us today.
Good morning, Rusty, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I love that word, Merry Christmas. It is the Christmas season, and I get a chance to listen to holiday music for 20 days straight, 30 days straight, and it always puts me in a good mood. So I want to welcome Sterling to the studio. Sterling, what a great show, and what a great person, and a great nonprofit. Thank you so much for waking up with us today.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I think God has huge things in store for you. I mean, I think that since I've known you since you were, first grade, that I think with you and my son and Jacob, I think there's a key group of millennials that the Lord really has their hand on and is not only expecting big things, but paving the way for big things to happen in your life. And that's not the reason you started Push, Push, Pray. But after your spinal cord injury, you realized there were individuals that needed some assistance that weren't able to get the support that you did. And that was the reason you founded Push, Push, Pray. Can you tell us a little more?
Yeah, definitely. I just wanted to be able to reach out and help those people who didn't have those resources that I had. Here we're able to offer peer support because we've had the education and we had the resources to know where to go.
So you offer peer support.
Yes.
You also offer equipment support for those individuals that can't afford it, or it's a new piece of equipment that might help them in their unique circumstance. Can you share with us a story of just one of the individuals that you've helped through your foundation?
Yeah. So recently we had someone in Kansas who they didn't have access to their above ground pool. So we were able to build a ramp and get that done for them so they can get into their pool during the summertime.
And be able to do therapy. That's amazing. So it's what they need. It's not as if you're just writing checks and giving it out. They come to you and they say the unique circumstance. So you were able to build the ramp for them so they're able to enjoy their outdoor pool. Share with us another story of an individual or a family you're able to help.
In Texas, we had another guy. He wanted therapy and rehab, so we were able to pay for a couple sessions for him to go to get some rehab done and just progress and get stronger.
See, and that's what's important is you're able to meet the people where they are and to provide them exactly what they need. So if people want more information, not necessarily about the party, but how they can donate and become a part of the Push, Push, Pray movement, do you have a website where they might be able to find out more information or donate to your organization?
Of course, www.com.
Pushpushpray.org.
I'm sorry.
That's www.pushpushpray.org. That's pushpushpray.org. Russell?
Yeah, I was kind of curious about the name, Push, Push, Pray.
Talk to us a little bit more about how you came up with that.
Push, Push, Pray is something I want to use for everyone to be able to use. Wheelchair bound, able body. I want them to be able to say push, push, pray and get them through the day, or just motivate them to do more.
Well, and it really is. I mean, that could be used for a person just having a bad day, or someone suffering from cancer, or someone that's had a loss. Now, I will say this. We have a phone number that we can give out for those senior class members that want more information. What is that number?
The number is 918-250-3709.
Give that number out again.
918-250-3709.
Yeah. Sterling, give us some idea of the length and intensity of the rehabilitation process when somebody has a spinal cord injury. I know there's a lot of work involved in rehabilitating from that.
So ideally, about 6 months worth of rehab would put someone on the best track to get back into their life. But not everyone can have access to that kind of therapy. So some people get as little as 2 weeks, and I personally just feel like that's not enough.
And there's all sorts of things that go into making the environment compatible for somebody who has a spinal injury. And that's something that you clearly sort of are focused on, helping people, as you say, with ramps and things like that. Are there other examples of things that you do in that regard?
Yeah, we can give out peer support. If someone needs just moral support, or if they need education of where to go or who to talk to, we can offer that.
And that's something you do individually. You talk to an individual and you let them know what you went through, and that there's the light at the end of the tunnel for them as well.
Yeah, definitely. I just know ever since my injury, each year has gotten better and better, and I've learned so much. I've gotten stronger and I've progressed a lot. And that's something that I can just give out to other individuals who might be going through a hard time, and just like give them that.
Well, that extra level of support and help that they need to make it through.
Yeah, and the hope.
Yep, the hope. Hope. I love that word. All right, so give out your phone number one more time. We're getting ready to close.
The phone number is 918-250-3709.
God bless you, Sterling, for all that you do. The Lord has his hand on your shoulder. Expect big things from yourself. I know he does.
Yeah, I do.
All right. God bless you. And God bless you, Dr. Moore and Russell. I think that's all the time we have.
Well, all righty then. Been another fun show. Really appreciate everyone tuning in. We've been listening to Senior Class, and we're right here live and local with you every Sunday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. Up next, we'll have your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG, and I think you're going to like it, so stick around for that. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday. See you here next week.
You've been listening to Senior Class Radio with host Rusty McMurray.
Thanks for listening.
Tune into Senior Class Radio with Rusty McMurray every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Until next time, have a great weekend. God bless. Let go.